Hey guys, welcome back.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
I feel like it's been a few weeks since we have like put an episode out.
It has been a couple of weeks, but that's okay.
Actually, only been 2 weeks, but that's just
Yeah.
like you were out of town, and then I had some stuff going on, and we're back. We told you guys we'll keep it real, and sometimes it's
Yeah.
not as it planned.
Exactly. This isn't our day job, so we gotta we gotta just do the best we can to keep you guys entertained and informed.
Yeah, dude. How was your February? Our February was like about self-love and, really being able to date yourself and do things that bring you joy. Do you feel like you accomplished that?
I think I did. I've been getting better at working on that whole self-worth and self-esteem because it's tied so deeply into others since I'm such a people pleaser. And I think I've been getting better at that. And my husband finally got me something for Valentine's Day. So that was nice. That helped a little to make Valentine's Day nice for me. But it was a good, I feel like it was a good month. How was yours?
Mine was good. I think I really just spent it with people I love and like, people that bring me joy. And then I also did things that made me feel like loved. But I want to know, what did Yusuf get you?
He got me those roses that are in the box that like live forever. You know what I'm talking about? Like the forever roses? Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And then he sent like a giant 6-foot teddy bear for the kids. So that was really interesting for them. That was fun for them.
You know what's really funny is like I always say that I think like South Asian like men, that's like their go-to as like a teddy, like a giant teddy bear. My dad did,
Yeah.
and like for Christmas when the girls were my nieces were born, he bought them like these like giant teddy bears, like eat for each.
Aww.
And I was just like he didn't ask any of us, and we were like, what is that? But I guess that's like their version or like what they think is like a good gift for kids, and like I think a
Yeah.
woman thinks like, oh, like there's a toy or there's like this.
Absolutely. My dad did that for years when we were kids. If we didn't have it, like he literally would lay out something for my mom and like four, five, three, four, five, however many of us were there at that time, like teddy bears and like I think it was chocolates or like a flower for each one of us for all the kids. There were times where, he would drop it off to the school and then the teacher would announce on, the intercom, like, would Bushra Siddiqui please come to the front office? And it was like a guarantee without fail. My dad did that for me and my sisters and my brothers every year, something for Valentine's Day. I thought that was so, it was like the sweetest thing that. It's the sweetest thing, but that's what I was. It was a teddy bear and flowers or chocolate. I can't remember what those. It was. I loved it. I miss that. I think that's what I told Yusuf about. Told my husband about that a few weeks before Valentine's. I'm like, I really miss. With Valentine's coming up, I always think of my dad doing this for us. So I think that motivated him to like maybe start that tradition for his daughters and his son.
Oh, that is really cute. I like how you're trying to like carry on that tradition in your own family.
Yeah, it was a highlight of all of our Valentine's Day. It was sweet. It
Oh.
matters. I think when dads do things like that, it matters more. It matters a lot.
No, definitely, it really does. And I think that's like, again, that's something that we don't necessarily always think about is like what. Like these gestures that matter to us that our parents do, or like that we do for others. It's when you sit back and think about it, it's just like a whole different perspective and meaning to you.
Yeah. And then that affects the self-esteem and that affects, how your inner voice and your self-worth. And so that carries on into your adulthood.
Definitely. As we kind of going back into like that self-esteem piece, like that's something that we wanted to talk about today, which is like self-esteem and self-worth and what that kind of means. How would you say you like view self-esteem and self-worth?
Well, self-worth is, how you value yourself, right? And self-esteem is how you feel. And so I feel a lot, both of those things are it, the way we talk about ourselves and to ourselves is what influences that. So if you are made to feel worthless through the actions of others, so through your own failed expectations or, you know, realizations that didn't come through, then that affects your feelings of self-worth. And then your self-esteem takes a hit for that, you know? So that's, you know, that's, it all ties in together. And then that ties into the whole self-talk thing, where it really, how you talk to yourself is so vital, and it affects a lot about how we feel and how we behave. And so that all those three things, you know, they're intertwined, and they affect your life more than you realize. You know, some people don't think it does, but it really does affect your inner monologue and how you go about your daily business. What about you?
No, I couldn't have said it better myself. I think you hit it like spot on. And I mean, like, I think South Asian women, and maybe I'm just speaking from like my own like personal experience, but also just like people that I've grown up with, I think like we view our self-worth or self-esteem like so on such a lower scale compared to like, or we, like, I guess when I was in high school, like that of like somebody who wasn't South Asian. And I think that like is because like we look differently. We come from a different culture than the American, like norm, if you will. Like, and I think it's like that battling of like two different like blends of cultures that can affect like our self-esteem and self-worth. When in reality, like those parts of you, like make you like a more unique person and a more authentic person. And like, it actually like, can increase your self-esteem when you start to view it in a different light.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Would you say,
I saw a TikTok video, I want to say a few days ago, and in it was a South Asian woman, and she was a hijabi. So she was Muslim, covers her hair. And she, I want to say in her 20s. So is that Gen Z or right before, right after Gen Z, in that generation? And so she was talking about how she was gentle parented, which gets such a bad rep because people don't really understand gentle parenting, because I think it means like permissive parenting, which it doesn't. And so she was saying to, you know, we're making the video about how her parents' approach to parenting through gentle parenting, how that affected her inner voice, and how her inner voice is so positive. And because of the way that they spoke to her, that's how she speaks to herself. And she speaks to herself with so much love and so much kindness and forgiveness. And because of that inner monologue that developed through her parents' amazing parenting technique and ways, she's a very kind person. She's talking about how she's such a giving person and generous and doesn't take things personally. And when she makes a mistake, she doesn't, you know, like cry about it. It's a learning opportunity. And so she was explaining all these things. And I thought, one, what an amazing, you know, realization for our generation that feel like we're gentle parenting for the first time, to feel like this is what it looks like when the person's an adult, and it is successful and it is amazing. And the way that we talk to our kids really does become their inner monologue. And so that really affects, you know, their self-esteem and their self-worth when they get older. And it's, you know, that really, it makes you think, you know, extra hard about how, not only how to change your self-talk and increase your self-esteem and self-worth as an adult, but how to affect that in our children growing up.
I mean, that's like, so it's so interesting that you say that, because like the way that we were brought up, obviously, I think was probably the opposite of like the gentle parenting norm, right? Like mm-hmm. a lot of way, like the expectations that I think our parents might've put on us just because like that's what they were taught. But I do definitely see like the change in like that trend from maybe going from like more of an authoritarian role to like that gentle parenting role in present day society. I think there's definitely been that shift into gentle parenting.
Yeah. I think it's so beautiful and it's so needed for this generation, because they're not like us. Their kids are just not born the way that we were born. And so they really do need that approach, I think, to succeed when they're adults.
Yeah, definitely. And like kind of going into that, like talk, like positive self-talk or like how we talk to ourselves. Like, do you ever notice that, like, I mean, do you think that you talk to yourself the way you would talk to your daughter? Or do you think you talk to yourself in a negative light?
Absolutely not. I'm so negative with myself. I'm really working hard. I have, and I don't know if it's people pleasing or just, you know, whatever it is, where it comes from, but I'm really low self-worth and really bad self-esteem. And so I'm really changing how I talk to myself in my head. And it's a very difficult process, but I definitely, I mean, I'm a normal person. I have moments where I snap at my kids and I yell at my kids, but I really do try to talk to them with kindness and teach them, you know, it's okay. Mistakes, you know, it's normal. It happens. And so I'm trying to change that for my kids, but I am working as well on my own self-talk.
Why do you think that is? Like, why do you think it's so hard to talk to yourself so positively?
That's how I was raised. The environment I was raised in. My parents were very, you know, like you say, authoritarian. You know, the rules are the rules. If you don't eat this food, then starve. If you don't do this, then just tough luck. It's you follow their rules or that's the only option you have. And so it's a very authoritarian upbringing. And so it's hard because my husband parents like that big time. And I have to like teach him as well as teaching myself and then teaching my kids, you know, like it's okay. It's like, and it fails a lot. Like I know my son is struggling in school. He's in third grade and it's like a IB school. So it's 1 through 7 scoring system. And when he gets anything below a 3, he's so upset. And when it's like that stuff doesn't matter. It's how you do in math and science and reading. This other IB related stuff doesn't matter. And I remember there was one time where he got a 2 or something because he made a lot of mistakes. And he's like, Mom, I didn't get a 4. And just, I'm the worst person ever. I'm so stupid. I'm horrible. And I was like, no, no, no. This needs to stop. Like, you cannot, like, I'm not going to be that mom, the mom that I had, that if you don't get A+, it's not good enough. I was like, all I want is for you to try your hardest. If you try your hardest and you even get a 1, I don't care. I'm happy with that. But if you don't try, that's the problem. And so I was like, where is his self-talk coming from where he thinks he's an utter failure because he doesn't get an A? And he's like, I have to get an A++ or I'm never going to be good enough. Like, bro, like, I didn't teach you that. I don't tell you that. So where is that coming from? And so I felt like that was like a failure on my job, but it happens, you know, like that, that's that whole self-talk and self-worth that's already showing in, you know, kids. So it's something you really have to like watch out for.
Yeah. And I mean, it's so sad because he's in third grade. He shouldn't have to be thinking like that, but it does start at a very young age. And, you know, we could talk all day long about how this stuff affects like the younger generation, but kind of want to focus on like individual aspect of it. And so like for you, like as a parent or like as a mom, how does it affect your own self-worth or self-esteem?
I think I've transferred the people-pleasing to the way that I view myself based on how my kids talk to themselves. And so like how kind they are is a reflection of the kindness they've learned from me. How they talk about themselves is a reflection of how I've taught them to talk, because like that TikToker said, and how we know it based on our field and everything, that it really, the way that your parents talk to you really does become your inner monologue. And so I think that is, you know, I got to nip it in the bud and start it from home and just get that going for them so that they're not like me, you know, a 30-year-old adult in her 30s struggling with self-esteem and self-worth issues. So how do you tackle that in yourself, in your own life?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that, like, it's, I mean, I think I've been pretty vocal about this. Like, I've always kind of struggled with like low self-esteem or like confidence or self-worth. And I think that's tied to a lot, like one, like the image that society thinks that you should look like. And then also like expectations that you might have for yourself or from like your parents might have of you. And I think like previous to me, like choosing myself, like walking away from like my relationship, I think I was like at probably like the lowest of low self-esteem and self-worth. I didn't think I deserved to be happy. I didn't think I deserved like my Prince Charming, or that like I thought that this was like this was like what I was getting, the life that I deserve, right? But I think like when I finally started looking inwards and like looking at like, okay, like who am I really outside of like all of these other people's expectations? I like fell in love with myself. Like, and now it's funny. Like, I was talking to one of my like friends, like who have grown up with, and they were like, I have never seen you as confident as you are like now. And it's like, it's funny. It's also strange hearing like you say, like you're a hot ass commodity, because like 18-year-old Priya would have never said that. And I like thought about that and I was like, that's actually really true. Like, I don't think I ever, I mean, I might've been like, oh yeah, I'm a badass bitch or whatever. Like, but like, I don't think I ever believed it. And now I can definitely tell you, like, I'm a hot ass commodity. Like, I know my worth. And like, if I think like a lot of times like we seek it from other people, but you have to validate yourself. You have to like love yourself. If you don't love yourself, like how are you going to expect somebody else to like fall in love with you?
Absolutely. Well said. And yeah, that I feel like I've seen your progression with your self-esteem and your self-worth these last couple of years. It's fantastic. It's so empowering to see that, you know, especially based on, not based on, especially because of everything you have overcome. Oh, that's a really big deal.
But like also when you were talking about like you have to kind of be the change that your children see too, like you have like, since you've moved back, I think like you've done a really good job of like trying to make those positive changes in your life. And like that definitely does reflect on your parenting style and like just like how your kids view you. I think that like it's really hard for you to see progress, or I guess people in general to see progress when like you're in the midst of it. But like I want to tell you, like I've definitely seen you become like more of a confident person.
Aw, thank you. You've seen me in like the midst of a tantrum with my kids multiple times.
Oh, yeah,
how do you think, how have I handled those? Do you feel like I handle those well? Because I feel like I don't handle those well.
No, I think that like you handle it like the badass mom that you are. Like, you know, like I hang up on you sometimes. I'm like, I don't want to be part of this. Like I get like this with my sister too, because like when you guys are disciplining your kids, like that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to like, oh, it's going to be like, you know, like you're supposed to like teach them, right? But yeah, for me, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could do that, because like, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad for like yelling or raising my voice or like trying to like reprimand. But then at the same time, like, that's how you learn. Like you have to learn to like love yourself or love the situation, even if it's the most difficult like conversation that you have. And like, I think that starts like as a child. Like if you can have those difficult conversations with your kids now, they're going to have no problem having them when they're like an adult.
Yeah.
And like setting those
boundaries. Yeah, absolutely. And I believe, I'm such a firm believer, affirmations. Literally every single night from the moment each of my kids were about 2, when they could start understanding the words I was saying, I would do nightly affirmations. After I would give them their bath and they brush their teeth while we're standing in front of the mirror, I'd tell them, okay, say these words. And I have literally these 8 words and they say it every single night. And there's nights where we'd be laying in bed and I forgot to do the affirmations. They'd be like, Mama, we need to say our words. And so they say it. And I feel like if they can grow up really believing this, then I've succeeded. For everything else, they can learn everything else as, you know, the time comes. But they, if they believe these things about themselves, and it's always, I am beautiful, I am blessed, I am kind, I am friendly, I am grateful, and I am loving. And I think there's one or two, I haven't done it since I got back to Dallas, because I feel like I did it for so many years with them that it is like, I really think they believe that about themselves. I hope they believe that about themselves. I feel like I need to restart that with my son. But like, I would do that for every single night, because I feel like I didn't believe that growing up. I never believed I was beautiful. I never believed I was smart. I never believed I was kind or friendly and loving. You know, I didn't believe any of this. So I feel like I needed to do these affirmations to remind myself, as well as remind these kids, that you really are these things. And so,
oh, I love that. I think that's so powerful. And like, affirmations are like you said, the way we talk to ourselves is the way we view ourselves, right? And so like affirmations are a great way to kind of like practice that positive self-talk.
Absolutely.
How do you feel like in like relationships, like how do you feel like you show like confidence in yourself, or like how do you like put that boundary for like your needs, or like, you know, like that self-esteem aspect of being in a relationship? And it can be like with like your husband or like with your, you know, family or in friendship?
I mean, in terms of friendship, I no longer spend any time with someone that makes me feel bad about myself. I did that my entire childhood, my adolescent, my college years, even up to my master programs. Like I did that. I would allow myself to be around people that made me feel like shit. And now I don't do that anymore. Like if you don't make me feel good about myself, you're not going to be in my life. It's that simple. And so, and my family doesn't, you know, do anything. In fact, they help me feel better about myself. But in terms of friend, like my relationship with my husband, there have been times in arguments where I will literally stop and I'll be like, I'm not discussing this. We're going to put a pause on this because of the way that you're talking. And I don't deserve being talked to like this. And then I will walk away. And then when he cools down, we'll discuss it and apologies come out and everything gets fixed. But I never did that in the beginning. I would just sit there and I would like allow myself to feel worthless. But now it's like, no, I'm not, I don't deserve to, you know, be in this, have this situation going on. And so come back once you've cooled down. And so I feel like that was a good boundary. And that might be a reflection of, hopefully that's a reflection of growth, but I don't know.
No, it definitely is. I think that like a lot of us who grew up like more passive, if that's the right word to use, we used to not stand up for ourselves, like in those situations of arguments, like, you know, but like a biggest form of self-love is standing up for yourself, and putting the boundaries that not only protect you, but protect like the love, your loved ones around you, even in the conversation, right? Like it's a loved one you're having this conversation with, and it both of you should be protected.
Yeah.
But you know, it's really funny. I can tell you and preach all this stuff, but it's still something that like, I find like I have to like correct myself on doing like nowadays, even though like I said, I am probably the most confident I've ever been in my life. And like, I know my worth, but I find myself like sometimes falling back into that pattern of just like giving too many chances to people because like, I see a situation, like I see like the potential in a person or situation or like the good, if you will. And I have to like remind myself that like, no, like how you invest your energy, like you invest your energy in those who invest in you. Like you don't have to invest your energy in situations that don't serve you.
Yes, absolutely. It's so vital. And that energy, that frequency and all that, it really is all true. I think that goes into like your goodness. Like you really do give unlimited second chances and you really do see that potential. And so that is kind of your motivation to allow your boundaries to get crossed, but you are getting so much better at maintaining those boundaries.
Yeah. And I also like life is too short. So like if I have something on my mind and you like, I care about you or I care about the relationship or the friendship or whatever ship, right? Like I'm going to say it. It's when I stop saying things that's like when it's like, okay, like I have nothing left to give. Like I'm at that point, I'm choosing myself.
Yeah.
A couple of my friends and I do this thing where every month we set like a theme or like a vibe for the month. Mm-hmm. And ironically, our vibe for March was like invest in like your energy into places that invest back into you. And I feel like that's just been the theme. Oh. Of like,
nice.
For the past like what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. So like maybe that can like be our theme for our March together too, is like invest in yourself the way you would invest in others.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
Also, I wanted to follow up. How do you think you've done on your emoting lately?
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that until now. I don't know, honestly, because I don't think I've been in any situation recently that required me to emote better. So I wouldn't say worse, but I think just based on the situation, the same.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. All right, guys. So maybe I'm going to set a goal for myself. My goal for March is to hold up my boundaries and remind myself that I know my worth. What's
I'm gonna hold you to it. I'm gonna hold you to that.
God, you should.
My goal for March is to be less fazed by other people. So not allow myself to, if someone does something that offends me, I'm just going to let it go. I'm not going to hold on to it. It's not worth it.
I love
it. It doesn't hurt them. It just hurts me. So why? Why should I hurt myself? It's not worth it.
Exactly. They don't deserve that much. Like you're giving them too much power.
Yeah. They're not going to get that free real estate in my mind. No.
No, exactly. Mic drop. So on that note. On that note, mic drop. Not your circus, not your monkey.
Yes, absolutely.
I've literally said that every single day this week.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can see why. But yes, that sucks.
Okay, I've said it to you too. But yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
On that note, guys, we hope that you kind of check in with yourself and, you know, do a check-in and see how, like, where you put your self-love and your self-esteem and your self-worth, and then make adjustments accordingly.
Yeah. You're worth it.
Yeah, you're worth it. And your energy is your energy, and you don't have to give it to anyone that doesn't give it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. See you next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.